By way of invitation this evening, I'd like to make note of a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. There is a reference the Apostle Paul makes to the children of Israel. He refers to them as our fathers who were under the cloud. They all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food. All drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. In verse 5 he says, "But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." So despite the fact they had all of those advantages, God was not pleased with them because of their sin. In verse 11 of the text we are told all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. So they serve as an example to us. We look at them, we look at their mistakes, we look at the sins that they've committed and God's dealings with their sins, and we learn from those things. So here is the lesson that the Apostle Paul draws from what happened with them. He said, verse 12, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able. With the temptation will also make the way of escape. You may be able to bear it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." There are 3 points that are made in that short section there. First of all, pride and arrogance comes before a fall. An individual who thinks he is capable of standing, he becomes too enamored with his strength and his ability. He becomes vulnerable to falling to temptation. Secondly, if temptation is present, no matter how difficult that temptation is, God has given us the assurance that we will not be tempted above what we're able to bear. That is, God is not going to allow us to be enticed to the extent to where we are compelled to sin against Him. There is always a way of escaping that temptation. We must look for it. We must strive in humility to attain it. Thirdly, flee from idolatry. Idolatry was a problem with Israel, and idolatry is a problem with Christians in our day and time as well. We're a little bit more subtle with regard to idolatry, but the fact is, anytime something takes preeminence in your life, that's idolatrous, and that is sinful in the sight of God. So with those admonitions in mind, we offer the invitation this evening. We don't know the hearts of any. It may be that you're here and in need of responding to the invitation because there is sin in your life. Not a child of God, we ask that you repent of your sins, confess Jesus as the Son of God, be baptized to have your sins washed away. You may become a child of God and have the hope of heaven. If there is something that is amiss in your life as a child of God that we can assist and help you with, we want to encourage you. We are willing to pray for you and do what we can to help you and to strengthen you as a child of God. The invitation is extended to all men. If there is any who are here this evening who needs to respond, we ask that you come. All together we stand and sing.